I want to be a new pair of blue jeans.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's first computer.
When I grow up, I want to be a glass countertop in a new home.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's best birthday present.
When I grow up, I want to be a football stadium.
When I grow up, I want to be a warm fleece on a cold day.
When I grow up, I want to be a fancy backsplash.
I want to be a bike that races around the country.
When I grow up, I want to be a bench on a forest trail.
When I grow up, I want to be a rocking chair on
a
sunny porch.
I want to be a skyscraper.
I want to be
a...
When I grow up, I don't want to be a piece of garbage. And if you recycle me, I won't be.
Give your garbage another life. Recycle. Learn how at iwanttoberecycled.org. A public service advertisement brought to you by Keep America Beautiful and the Ad Council.
Oh,
cusp and wears all aglow. A book night after lands down the street, guitar in hand and summer heat. The faithful in their red and blue, a crowd outside the house of blues. I dodge a vendor's hawkers, gawkers, stalkers in my way. Breaking strings on cheap guitars, close my eyes. And brought his heart to play. The doorman lands a smile away. One and two and three and four. Heads perked up, up goes the door. Breaking strings on cheap guitars. Close my eyes. That alley beyond that velvet cage, until then here we remain with our stranging, rain, singing ways.
Welcome to What's Happening here at WMFO Medford. I'm Aaron.
And I'm Liv Green.
How are you, Liv?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
Great. Beautiful day out. Mm-hmm. About time that we have a few decent days.
Yeah, for sure. We had a rainy patch in there for a while.
So you're a singer-songwriter from D.C.
Yes.
Currently a student here.
Mm-hmm. I'm currently studying in a dual degree program between Tufts and the New England Conservatory, but I do live a couple blocks from here. Pretty convenient.
So, growing up, what type of music did you listen to?
Growing up, I listened to a variety of things. I'm really lucky in that my parents have really great taste in music and raised me on a variety of stuff. They loved a lot of big band, a lot of jazz, a lot of bluegrass and folk, and a lot of really strong female singer-songwriters. So I'm lucky to have had that kind of variety from birth in my house. Yeah.
When did you pick up the guitar for the first time?
I remember I played piano for a few years when I was younger, but it never really stuck. And then around age 11, I went to a Taylor Swift concert. It was like 2009. And I remember being so blown away by the fact that she played guitar and wrote all of her own songs. So I asked for a guitar for my birthday, and my uncle lent me one. And I just kind of started teaching myself on YouTube videos at first, and then kind of went from there. And picked up a little classical for a little while and just kept playing.
And who do you listen to today?
A variety of different things. I've been listening to a lot of jazz since I got to the conservatory, but a lot of my influences are recent Americana artists like Mandolin Orange, like Michaela Ann, the Stray Birds, that I've had the privilege of getting to interact with and know through festivals and camps over the summer, so it's been really great to get their influence.
And do you want to play a song first, or do you want to play one off your EP?
Sure, I'll play a song.
Okay, and what will you be playing?
This is one off the EP. This is one of the first songs I ever wrote. It's called Gypsy, and it's from the perspective of an old woman looking back on her life.
Your inspiration?
Well, I wrote that one when I was 15 years old. I'd just kind of gotten serious about songwriting after I went to this island camp, this music camp on an island in New Hampshire, and there were so many strong, incredible female songwriters there, like Laura Cortese and Kristen Andreasen, who ran the camp. And I just got really into like Emmylou Harris and Bonnie Raitt and just female songwriters at that time. And I was really inspired by their lives on the road. And so I kind of thought about that perspective and that story. And I just kind of sat down and started writing, and that's kind of just what came out.
Really beautiful.
Thank you.
Should we play one off of your EP?
Sure, yeah.
Okay. Let's go to the first hit off of your EP.
Mm-hmm.
Off the EP. That was a great first hit that you just sang.
Thank you.
Please not call my name. pretends through drunken eyes.
Welcome back to What's Happening. I'm Aaron.
And I'm Liv Green.
And we're here on What's Happening on WMFO. And our number is 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636. So you have another song for us.
Yeah, another one off the EP. This one is called Ours Was the Night.
Keeps getting better and better.
Thank you so much.
I know we have another one from the EP, and then we have some other music.
Yeah, some newer stuff. Yeah,
absolutely. So why don't we go right to the music? Enjoy.
Boat to the best summer we get to know. drivers, the rain slipped by. We could still see the sky from underneath that old dock. Yeah, we stayed there beneath that old dock. And I wonder if the wood could talk, what would it say? Do they hang in the air beneath that old dock? Would it feel like nothing changed beneath that old dock? When we go back, we remember it all. Remember all those times beneath that old dock.
I'm Joe Perry.
And Steven Tyler from Aerosmith, here for RAD, recording artists, actors, and athletes against drunk driving. Yeah, you know we love it when the music does the talking.
And you know, the music stops when someone gets killed.
So never, 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 never
let someone you know get behind the wheel if they've been drinking. So keep it real, keep it real. Friends, don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to What's Happening. I'm Aaron.
I'm Liv Green.
Blown away by your music. It's just fantastic. Where can people find your music?
Well, thank you so much. My music is on a number of platforms right now. You can find it on Spotify, Apple Music, iTunes, and SoundCloud, and CD Baby if you want a physical copy.
And do you have a webpage?
Yes, I have a website. You can find me at livegreenmusic.com, livegreenemusic.com, or Facebook page of the same name, Live Green Music.
So what do you have for us next?
This next one's actually a new one, and it's a new single coming out in a couple of weeks. It's called Don't Mind Me Gone, and it was first inspired by a song off of the album Skaggs and Rice, a song called There's More Pretty Girls Than One, but this is just kind of my response to a bunch of country songs about unfaithful men.
So world debut.
I guess so, on the radio, yeah. This one's called Don't Mind Me Gone.
Girls in one. Now I understand if you wanna have fun. Honey, I don't mind you cheating, long as you don't mind me leaving. And I guess I'm just a ball and chain, and I should've had it in cheating, long as you don't mind me leaving. Ooh, ooh, now I can see it in the rearview, through the car I stole from you, but I don't feel bad, 'cause it's so sad.
Musicians out there, other women who want to get into music, what suggestions and advice would you have for them?
I guess just do it. For me, it took seeing a really strong, a lot of really strong role models, and a lot of strong women doing it to get inspired to pick up a guitar and to start writing. But honestly, yeah, just start. Whether that's teaching yourself with YouTube videos or picking up an instrument and learning classically or anything. Yeah, definitely.
And what about writing? Because I know, you know, some people write and then hear the music. Some people hear the music and then write. Some people just write from their heart. Mm-hmm. How do you go about doing that?
It honestly depends. Depends on the song. Like sometimes I'll be walking and I'll just get a lyric in my head randomly. I'll see something that inspires me and I'll take a note on my phone. Sometimes I'll think of a lyric and a melody at the same time. And I've had some songs this year that I've written on the T with my voice memos app on my iPhone, just in the corner singing to myself, looking probably crazy.
You're in Boston, it's the T.
Yeah,
it's inspirational.
That's true. A lot of things happen on the red line. But yeah, or for the most part, for me, I write the music first, and the lyrics just kind of come after. But yeah, it honestly, it depends entirely.
So some of it is from experience and some of it is just something you see and...
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's one thing that is a little different about me is I write primarily from not my own experience. I have a lot of fun with that and trying on different characters and kind of putting myself in different shoes in different situations, and like writing just from the experience I've had through books and movies and just life.
Or the last song, a response back to
another song, yeah,
which doesn't always happen. But it's fun taking it from the other side.
Definitely it's a fun assignment for myself.
So do you have another?
Yeah. This one is one of the songs that I was talking about having written on the tee. This is one of the first songs I wrote when I got to Boston. I wrote it after I was coming back from Passim, which is one of my favorite venues to play and to see shows at. And I was coming back from Club Passim, and I had just seen the end of Campfire Fest, which is something that's done every Memorial Day and Labor Day. But it was closed out by something called the Ultimate Lady Hang, which is a collection of female Boston songwriters who just all get together on Passim stage and play their own songs with each other. And I was so inspired, and I remember just on the tee ride home, this song just kind of poured out of me. This one's called Hurricane.
Beautiful again.
Thanks.
Like I said, each one keeps getting better and better and better and better.
Thank you.
So, this is your last semester here.
Yes.
So, what made you decide to transition fully into your music?
I think when I came here, I went to an arts boarding school for my senior year, and I felt so right there. I felt like I was doing exactly what I needed to be doing. I was studying music. I was surrounded by artists, and I felt completely at home. And when I got to Tufts, I mean, I've really loved all my studies here, but I've realized that the things that I've loved the most about living in Boston and the things that I've loved the most about my studies here have been music related. And so I decided I should just throw myself completely into that at NEC. So that's what I plan to do.
But that's a great thing because you found from a young age your passion and are going to do it full time.
Yeah, I'm thrilled about it.
And we can't wait to see more greatness coming.
Thank you.
From you. Thanks. And did you have one more?
Sure. This is another new one, not out yet. This one's called Off My Mind.
I don't want you, I just want you off my mind.
Thank you.
Absolutely beautiful. So again, let everybody know where they can get your music.
Well, you can find my music on Spotify and iTunes, Apple Music, CD Baby, basically everything, YouTube, all of it. And I have an EP out right now called the Michigan EP. And then I'm also playing live a lot around this summer. And you can find more info about upcoming shows on my website, livegreenmusic.com/tour. And I'm playing one actually in Cambridge in a couple weeks at Gallery 263, which I'm really excited about.
So, and the date and time?
It's Friday, May 12th, and I'm playing with, it's at night. I'm not sure exactly what time, but I'm opening for Hawthorne, the folk duo, and Izzy Heltai. I'm very excited about it.
Cool. I want to thank you for coming in.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
It's absolutely been fantastic hearing your music.
Thank you.
And let's go back to the music. Thank you very much, Liv.
Thanks.
Since I was just can't seem to get you out my head. You're nothing even close to what I need, but now you're in my head and I can't breathe. You're the type of girl that gon' make me lose my something, babe, I see it in your eyes. But your body's got me hypnotized with the way you move. And I just hope somebody stars me soon before I fall in love with you. Somebody stop me. Still lingers on my tongue, reminding me of all the things that we've just done. You've got everything you need, you've got a man, so my heart is telling me to stay the hell away from you, to run away just as fast as I can. You're the type of girl. Babe, I see it in your eyes. But your body's got me hypnotized with the way you move. And I just hope somebody stars me soon before I fall in love with you. Somebody stop me, 'cause I can't control this thing. It's taking a hold. Girl.